Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurtz Wiggins, and today we celebrate the Feast of St. Joseph today on March 19th. Today we'll be in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, with verses 41 through 52. Each year, the parents of Jesus went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And Jesus said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. So today in Luke 2, verses 41 through 52, we find an incredible story depicting the moment when Mary and Joseph lost track of their 12-year-old son, Jesus. Each year, they traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover festival, a significant event in their faith. One year after the festivities, they unknowingly left without him and returned only after 3 days of searching, feeling anxious and concerned for their beloved child. Imagine the panic they must have been gripped by, a feeling that many parents can relate to even today. Reflecting on this passage reminds me of a time when I lost my son at a county fair down in Miami for what felt like an eternity. Just 10 minutes, though. Those minutes felt like hours, filled with dread and worry. I can only fathom the fear and heartache Mary and Joseph experienced while searching for Jesus. Yet, unlike my son, who had merely wandered off into the crowd, Jesus was found sitting in the temple, discussing profound truths with the teachers. He explains to his parents, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" This moment reveals Jesus' deep understanding of his identity and mission at a young age. While I frantically searched for my son in a sea of people, Mary and Joseph were faced with a unique situation, losing the Son of God, who was fulfilling his purpose even then. As we contemplate this passage, may it inspire us to recognize the importance of nurturing our children's spiritual journeys. God has entrusted us with their care, and sometimes, like Mary and Joseph, we may need to trust that they are in their Father's house, growing in wisdom and grace. I must admit that I failed at that. I did not nurture my children in spiritual journeys at a young age, growing as a man and a father in a younger age. I struggled with sin, and I did return to the church. It just took a long time until I was around 45. And I'm so sorry to my children that I did not share with them the nurturing of spiritual truth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. Those are the children that I'm speaking about today when I say I didn't share spiritual truths with them early. Otherwise, they'd be back in my lives today, forgiven as Christ and God calls us to forgive. So we're praying for their return. We pray for my son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. It's a shame that Oliver and Elliot had to feel this loss because of their unwillingness to forgive. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And today is Novena, day 7, for the repose of the soul of Paula Templeton. So we continue to pray for her husband, Kurt. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, are daily. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Luke 2. It's verses 41 through 52. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 stanzas strong. It's a pretty large passage. It's titled, Why Were You Looking for Me? Every year they journeyed forth into Jerusalem's holy ground for Passover, a sacred rite where faith and hope abound. In a bustling city filled with throngs, a family walked in cheer, but unbeknownst to Mary and Joseph, the child they loved was near. For 3 days lost in the crowd, they searched with heavy hearts, until within the temple walls a light of wisdom starts. There sat Jesus, just 12 years old, with scholars all around. As questions flowed and answers glowed, his knowledge knew no bound. Why did you seek? He gently asked. Don't you know where I'd be? In my Father's house I must abide. His work is calling me. With wonder mixed with mother's love, they found it hard to see the depths of purpose in his heart, the path he'd soon decree. His words like treasures filled the air as Mary pondered deep. What future lay before her son? What promises must he keep? Yet back to Nazareth they'd go with lessons learned in stride. In humble life he'd grow and thrive with parents as his guide. Yes, years would pass, and wisdoms swell, as Jesus walked the way, learning love and human grace in each and every day. For though he bore the weight of the worlds, he lived the simple truth, that even in the quiet years, the journeys shapes our youth. So let us learn from his young days the joy in seeking more, in every question, every quest, God's presence at the core. For in the heart of family bonds and in the grace we share, we find our purpose, truth and light, in love beyond compare. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokers Williams. It's March 19th, 2026. Happy Feast of St. Joseph. It is 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up with the angels this morning. As we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, happy St. Joseph's Day, my love. May you continue to be lifted up by your spiritual love, your spiritual advisor. You call on him every day, I know. And St. Joseph, I know, answers your prayers and gives you guidance, as he does millions of other people across the world. Happy St. Joseph's Day, my love. As we close today, in Jesus' sweet name, we're thinking about our good friend James today, as we're heading over to Mary, Queen of the Universe. As I become a volunteer there, I'll be a Eucharistic minister this morning, I believe, the blood of Christ, and I hope to lecture there soon. But we're thinking about James today. We're praying for his intentions as he's started employment, and may the Lord can give him rest and eager feet to stand on each day. I know he's going to be standing a lot. He hasn't probably been used to that, but Lord, we ask that you give him relief in his feet and in his soul to know what your will is in all things. We close in his name, to guide you, James. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.